We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Best win since when? Since game five last year.
Yeah, and it really reminded me a lot of game five last year. Just completely against all odds. Remember, DeJounte Murray did not play in that game. You're up in Boston. You know, the Celtics probably already looking ahead to round two, and you have that incredible second half, and you extend the series. That is probably what comes to mind first. I remember, I mean, there have been some regular season games I've done where the Hawks have had crazy comebacks. They had a game in Houston right before the Falcons Super Bowl where they were down by 22 with like 10 minutes to go, and Tim Hardaway Jr. went nuclear, and they won at Houston. That one really stands out to me, but 30 points. 30 points. I mean, that's just – the league has existed for 78 years, and that's happened less than 10 times in NBA history.
When you tweet that out, I was like, really?
Yeah.
Like, really?
I can, which and is
I
why
love, I love, by the way, the effort by some to downplay it by saying, well, they were down by 30 in the first half.
Got it.
I guess that's different.
Who are these people that are trying to make excuses for the Celtics?
I'll tell you off the air.
That doesn't make any sense.
I mean, Mike, what does it say about their I call it athletic character, their professionalism, to be able to go out there and continue to do that?
You know what it looked like to me, Randy, and you can probably speak to this as a former professional athlete. What I noticed was as the Hawks were climbing back into this, they'd get a stop. And then the next time they got into a defensive sequence, they'd get another stop, and the body language was starting to change a little bit. And I thought Steak made a good point on the Steakhouse. You saw something I haven't seen all year. You saw Tatum and Brown begging the referees for help because of the way that Wesley Matthews and Veet Krejci and these role players for the Hawks were just absolutely jamming up Tatum and Brown, and to an extent, Pritchard. But it looked like the Hawks were gaining confidence by the way they were playing defense, which was really, really cool to see. By far the best half of defense I've seen the Hawks play maybe in multiple years.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't even think of the last. I mean, they gave up 44 points in the first quarter. Boston scored 44 points in the second half. An incredible defensive performance, and it just felt like, you know, to your point about athletic character, it was a on-the-fly confidence builder for a lot of players who haven't played much this year, and it was really, really fun to see.
Do you look at it as one really cool win against Boston on a Monday night at home, or is it indicative of a little bit more than that, possibly?
No, I look at it as the former.
Yeah, me too. Now,
let's see. Let's see. I mean, Portland has been a real matchup problem for the Hawks over the last couple of years.
Thank God Anthony Simons probably won't play.
Yeah.
Boy, does he just destroy the Hawks.
Man, oh man, that guy owns the Hawks.
He does.
So let's see. I mean, if this spins into a situation where you win out on the homestand and then you go to Chicago, which now that game has implications, maybe for hosting a play-in game, and maybe now you're hot, you beat Chicago, and then you look at the remainder of the schedule, there's some winnable games coming up on this Hawks schedule, then maybe we could look at this as a turning point. I think we're a little too soon to get there. And one of the big reasons why is the Hawks are not going to be deploying this lineup much longer unless they have half their team out due to injury. I mean, Jalen Johnson's going to be back. Onyeka Okongwu's going to be back. Trae Young might be back. You know, I don't know if it would be relatively soon, but we're getting close to the end of that four-week window. now for Trey. So I still look at this as an outlier because, and God love him, I mean, V. Krejci was awesome last night. The plan is not for him to be starting for the Hawks. The rotations are not planned to be the way they looked last night. So that's why I kind of still lean to the former. But it should not be downplayed. I mean, it, for everyone who wants to get on the Hawks about effort, and yeah. I think that's been fair sometimes this year, you have to give them credit when the effort was clearly there, and it was last night.
That's my next question. If you heard anything about Trey, because it's about that time, that four-week eval about, you know, evaluation of the injury.
Yeah, I don't know anything, like, firmly on the record right now. He was obviously there last night. He was on the bench. I tried to notice what was on his left hand. It didn't look like it was, like, a cast or anything like that.
Still had
it,
something.
Something was there, but it looked less... what's the word?
Bulky?
Bulky. Yeah, great word. Yeah, great word. Less bulky. So maybe that's a sign. But again, like, I'm sure he's going to have to kind of slowly graduate to, all right, now he's out of his cast. Now he's out of his brace. Now he can dribble a little bit. Now he can, you know, carry the ball a little bit differently. And and then the way that the Hawks typically progress a player through injury rehab, you play 2-on-2, then 3-on-3, then 4-on-4. I don't think they're going to rush Trae Young. Remember, there's no reason.
Right.
The Hawks are going to be in the play-in round. I mean, no one below the Hawks is doing anything that's going to keep them out of the play-in round. So right now, you're going to be 9th or 10th, probably 10th. There is absolutely no reason to rush Trae Young back for a regular season game because it's incredibly unlikely you're going to be able to go any higher than ninth right now.
We were talking about yesterday because I think you might have been on us that day after he got hurt. And I was like, "Do you think I didn't think he would play anymore this year?"
Yeah, and he might not.
Right.
I mean, I'm not a doctor. I don't know where he is in his rehab right now. You do have to. It's tough, but you do have to really look at things realistically.
Yep.
The Hawks are going to have a very uphill climb just to get into the playoffs.
Right.
Even if they were to end up hosting the Chicago Bulls in a play-in game. The Bulls have owned that season series this year. The Hawks are one game back in the loss column, but they've already lost the season series tiebreak to Chicago. So you have to be – and then if you get by Chicago, then you're playing, what, Miami or Philadelphia for a chance to go into the playoffs in a one game on the road? Yeah, that's going to be tough. Oh, and then if you get through that –
you play Boston.
You play Boston. Yeah. So
I have to imagine Boston would hate. You know what I mean? Like, they would probably beat them, but the Hawks have been such a thorn for those guys, taking
absolutely.
Them to six last year, beating them. Yes. They're just like that gnat that just flies around your head and you can't swat.
I'm going to be really curious to see Thursday's game. I don't want to look past tomorrow against Portland, but, I mean, what do you think the Celtics are? They have to be embarrassed.
Yes. They should be.
I mean, they should be embarrassed by that.
I would imagine they are.
And yeah, I know Derek White didn't play and Drew Holiday didn't play. And, boy, they needed Drew Holiday last night. I don't think there's much doubt about that. But you will see, I think Quinn Snyder alluded to this with Stink, you'll see a very fired-up Celtics team on Thursday. But, yeah, if I'm Boston, I wouldn't want to play Atlanta in the first round. If I'm Boston, I don't think I'd want to play Chicago either. I mean, the four teams that are in the play-in right now pose unique challenges.
They take flesh.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah,
it takes well, the last team you want to see is the Heat. Can you imagine?
I mean,
they beat them in the conference championship last year.
The way that the Heat play defense, again, I'll go back to something we talked about a lot last night. If the Celtics get cold from the three-point line, they are in trouble.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you saw it last night. They made only 5 of their last 35 attempts from 3.
Yep.
So they start 6-for-8, and they're up by 30. They go 5 for their last 35, and they blow a 30-point lead. The Heat... the way they play defense, especially out at the three-point line, that is not a good matchup for the Celtics.
Yeah, and that we talk about sort of like some of the hot takes about the Celtics, if they don't win a championship and all that. Like, I think they could not win the championship if they make the final and lose to Denver. Like, that's not like you don't
it's
have
a different
to blow
conversation.
It up. But if they lose to the Heat in the first round,
somebody's fired.
Yeah, like, that's when it's blow-up time.
Yeah. Who waited about 15 possessions too long to call timeouts.
Yes.
And then for some reason brought Jaden Springer off the bench cold, who had not played all night to play in the fourth quarter. Just, I don't know. I have wanted to give Joe Mazzulla the benefit of the doubt, but now I'm starting to see why he is second-guessed so much up in Boston.
Mike, was it just nobody's up in Toronto? We understand that and everything. Like, nothing to worry about, though?
It's hard when you're without Almada, right. And then when you're without Almada's backup, that's really hard. So, no, I don't want to make excuses, but no, nothing, very little Atlanta United could have done with being so shorthanded and then the conditions on top of it. Want to see them play well against Chicago, though.
Right.
And that should be a good game. Chicago kind of in the same spot on the table as Atlanta right
now. Will they have most people back on Sunday?
I think they're going to get everyone back, obviously, except Gregerson. He's dealing with the meniscus.
We know how long that's going to be?
He's Norwegian.
At least 3 weeks.
He'll be fine.
Okay. Yeah, but that could have been way worse. Yes. I mean, anytime you're dealing with a knee ligament, that scares you.
It's one thing about Norwegians, Randy.
Tough knees.
We recover quickly.
Tough knees.
Especially in the knee region.
Tough knees.
Hardy souls.
Hardy knees.
Hardy knees.
Thank you, Mike.
Just learned something about Norwegians.
Appreciate it, Mike.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.